You're listening to the Motor Mouths.
Oh.
You know them.
So nice talking to you guys. I miss you.
You love them.
I heard you talking about us, so I thought I'd call in.
Motor Mouth.
You want to serve dinner to them.
How you doing, guys? Sorry to interrupt.
How are you, Ray?
Chris is the sharpest drill bit, right?
This is the first time that I'm actually listening live and working on a car.
Our trained staff of two will help.
I'll call you back when I have the solution.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. That definitely points me in the right direction.
No, hold your breath. I hope you're sitting down.
Motor Mouth.
A tornado of urban legend and BS.
No. I'm not going to wax my Johnson. I'm going to wax my Evan Root.
As always, you are consummate professional.
When I listen on my laptop, I got to keep that thing screaming. I don't mean to blow you up on the airwaves.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
Obviously, I'll call wrong number by accident.
I want you all to know, sometimes I don't even wear pants.
I have no clue, and I can't hit it with a hammer to fix it.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
So I got to give you guys a call and talk to you.
Motor Mouth!
I'm in the car now.
They're going to talk about working on cars, but not going to work on yours.
There is no answer, and it makes you think, and I like the things that make you think.
What are you doing here?
I'm on break.
Okay, good. So are we.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHBC.
Motor Mouth
Sunday. Every Sunday, side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino calls them as they sees them, and you better believe them. Here! Relevant news, biased opinions, and outright bullshit regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before revealed over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Chris and Ray cuss each other down the track and barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and much more this Sunday at high noon on the Motor Mouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and Live Feed, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free. Every Sunday at noon on WHPC. Take the Long Island Expressway to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the sign saying no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Sunday!
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, and kids and friends of all ages, the new reboot start for Motor Mouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, with your host, Ray Guarino, and the master behind the SoundForge console, Mr. Chris Switzer. What's up, Chris?
Thank you, Ray. Ray, I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm just ducky.
You look ducky.
Rebooted the show now with our new promo and our new intro.
Yeah.
Things around a little bit, just being a little creative, and it's a new year, so we figure we'll change the sheets on the bed, I guess, you know.
Yeah, the old ones were disintegrating.
Yeah, they were getting pretty bad.
Hey, you know, I got to start the show off. You know, I'm really glad. I'm very glad today. I feel this warm, fuzzy feeling inside. You know why?
Why?
Because there is a thoughtful, caring individual from India, mind you, that is so interested in my vehicle's extended warranty.
Oh, and yeah.
I'm really glad. Calls me up every week, asks me about my warranty, and I keep telling him, look, I'm going to give you a number to my lawyer, and he hangs up.
Right. I don't want to talk to him.
No, I don't want to talk to my lawyer. It seems, I guess, my lawyer has got his extended warranty already taken care of, so.
Yeah. that's funny.
Warm, fuzzy feeling I get. I'm like, just looking, you know, you look at the phone. It's like, what? Well, why are you calling me? What are you asking me these silly questions for?
Right.
So talk to my lawyer.
Yeah, funny stuff. we all get that kind of stuff. And you know, we even with the software that's used to kind of kill that stuff and track it, it's, you know, they still creep in. They're like, I look at them like Jell-O. They kind of creep through the cracks and pores of our lives, and they'll find us. And if you want to find us on telephonically, at least, you can do that by dialing your rotary phone to the tune of 516-256-9510. If you don't have a rotary phone, don't call. No.
And you know what? Most of our listeners do.
No. No, you can call us with your cell phone or your wall phone or your... track phone, go to the pay phone. Is there a pay phone anymore? Can you find one of them?
Oh, gosh, no. It is. It's so funny. I walked up to one in the city one time. I was like, what is that? Is that a pay phone? What is that? Well, let's go to the phones.
Hey!
562-569-510 and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Happy New Year, guys. It's Billy G.
Hey, Billy. Happy New
Year. Billy Velvet. Happy New Year. How are you, Almighty?
Happy New Year. I'm well. So let's start out the year. How many of us monitor what we do with our cars every year by checking it off on the calendar? Do we do checking off anniversaries, checking off when we started, yeah, checking off if we started and move it?
Okay.
Well, I don't
Bill, yeah, I was going to say, Bill, Ray's got it. Ray had his hand raised at all of those checks. I did not.
Yeah. And Bill knows through our correspondence that he and I do a lot of crazy things like that.
Really?
We share those kind of foibles. So, yeah,
I'm fearing for my life here.
Yeah.
But then on how depressing it is with the mileage that you don't put on them. For case in point, yesterday, I went over to one of the garages where I have the 67. Now, the 67 Corvette's a convertible, but I have the hardtop on it. But I said, you know what? I got to take the hardtop off because I got to stretch the convertible top, right, you know, with the plastic window and everything.
Right.
So, lo to my surprise, I got the top off, and the convertible top came up. And oddly enough, there really weren't any wrinkles on it.
Oh, wow. Is it?
Yeah.
How is it a, how can I explain, how can I ask this? Is it a cloth top or a vinyl top?
You know, it's nice. It's the canvas. It's the canvas, more classy. Yeah. It was, so I think I got away with that. Yeah.
Wad that up and throw it in the closet. It would look great. That's a Sansibel Permapress pair of slacks. Those are Hager slacks you got there, Bill.
Yeah, I got lucky. But so I'm in the city. I ducked into the city to take care of that 3% of work that I can't do at home. So I was in here this morning at, I'm still at the office. I'm going to leave in about 10 minutes.
Right.
And I said, so the depressing thing was I looked at the Corvette odometer, and yesterday was the anniversary. It was a 2-year anniversary. I actually owned the car.
Wow.
And in the 2 years that I have it on the road after working on it, I put 105 miles on it. So is that depressing or what?
I know.
Billy, and then
Billy, I gotta tell you this. I did the same thing with my TR6. I owned the TR6 for close to 20 years. I put 1,200 miles on the car. That was it.
Yeah, and then Ray knows the Nova, the 69 Nova, which I have over 5.5 years.
Yeah.
And that has, I put 300 miles on that, I think.
I bought the Cascarinos and back.
Yeah, basically. And then the 74 Corvette that I have 9 years, I put 338 miles on that.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible.
You know, I call them the cars you drive no place and have a great time getting there. They're going nowhere.
It's true. You know, it's funny because I have that big behemoth in the garage, the 300.
Yeah.
And I will, recently I've been taking it to my daughter's school to pick up lunches.
Because, little kids.
Yeah, right. And it's so funny because I drive the car like a mile and a half and drive it back. That's all I do with the car now. I pick up lunches with it.
I know. You know, I've been listening to the stories on that. So bottom line is you put a 62 Impala SS raked antenna at 45 degrees in the front fender is what you're trying to do.
That's what I am doing right now, yes. And I have to admit, exactly, you literally took the thought out of my head, because that's what I'm picturing. It looks like a 56 Packard, you know, with the antennas coming out at a 45-degree angle.
Right.
You're absolutely right. And I must admit, and I was going to bring it up on the show, never have I done so much for so little. This is the worst.
I know. I know. What I have to do with you two is, Ray, I'll talk to you off air. I'll get to you this week, and then you give me Chris's number. I'll give you a call off air, too.
Sure.
All right, buddy? Catch up a little. All right.
Yes.
All right, I just wanted to touch base and have a laugh. Okay?
All right, Billy.
Remember, the cars you drive no place and have a great time getting there, everybody. All right? Take care, guys.
You are the master. Thank you, Billy.
Take care, guys.
Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 516-256. Where's my piece of paper here? 256-9510 is the phone number. I have notes everywhere.
Yeah.
I got your cough. I got notes all around me.
Sorry. I know.
So give us a call if you want a good laugh here on the Motormouth Radio Hour, which is we're starting off a new year, right?
Right.
But yeah, Billy's right. I tallied it up and I realized that I drove my car, my TR6, in 20 years, 1,200 miles. And Billy seems to be on that track as well.
Yeah.
But I must say, you use your GTO a lot, right, Ray? I mean, well, you've put...
I was just going to say... I've been driving it now about 5 years. I have like 3,000 miles on it.
Yeah, I believe it.
But, I had a dictum a couple of winters ago because Joe had asked me that. Like, oh, I guess you're going to lay it up for the winter. I'm like, no. I said, I will have that car in the battery tender. And I said, if the day, like now, if it's nice out and there's no snow and salt on the roads, I'm going to take it out. And I did. I brought it to the studio every Sunday. I drove it around. And for some reason, now that it's painted, there's this invisible wall around it. And I swear, I was driving my other car yesterday and saying, boy, this would be a great day to take the Pontiac out and take it for a drive. It's a nice sunny day. Bang some
right.
Beer, you know, hear that whine. And then I was like, oh, I got to uncover it, take the battery, move the Impala, pull it out. Yeah. And I'm like, and then I just know, like, every move in that scenario is a probability of a bump or a nick, even though I probably didn't do it before. And I'm just thinking like, yeah, but as much as I want to do it, I'm stopping myself now. And mm-hmm. I say, don't do that. Don't be an idiot. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to get past that a little more because they are meant to be driven. They're meant to be enjoyed. The only way you can enjoy them is by driving them, really.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think it's the exacting attention to detail that you have personally performed on this car and the work you've done, that is one of those things that kind of gives me a little bit of pause if I want to take my Chrysler to the next level, if I want to redo it or because it's, you think about the work that's involved and the money that's involved, and then like you say, it develops this invisible wall and you're never going to want to take it out. I kind of I'm embracing the fact that I like the way my car is a 20 footer or
said that.
You know, my car is a 10-footer. I mean, if it's a 10-footer, it's actually a good thing. Yeah. And I have to laugh because we noticed on Instagram, right? Didn't you send an email saying, hey, the pictures that we put up, our internet know-it-all put up for with the Chrysler
have been stuff, yeah.
Getting some hits. And I'm, you know, I laugh because the general consensus is that I don't describe it
right
as well as...
You downgraded, yeah.
It looks in the pictures, and I my general response to that is get up close to it. You'll see. Yeah. don't wear any clean clothes.
Right.
When you get up close to the car.
Yeah.
there's a certain clear-headedness about using the vehicle, because if it gets scratched, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I scratched it with a lawnmower, putting the lawnmower back, gunk, I hit it and go, okay, you know, there's another one. You know, I go mix up some paint and you'll splash it on there and call it a day. And that's basically what I do. Does it bother me? Yeah. Would it bother me if I scratched your car? Holy smokes. I'd be mortgaging the house. You know, it's one of those things that I'd slit my wrists if I scratched your car. It's being figurative. Don't
I know.
Keep, you know, hold your cards and letters. But it would bother me incredibly if it's wrong. It's a wrong way to think. It's a completely wrong way to think. I should be thinking the way you do. But if I shot that Chrysler and painted it a color and did it all up, holy smokes, I'd be afraid of it too.
I've always said that, you know, the best cars for me are the drivers. You know,
yeah.
People would ask me as I was. Because my car, I always considered a rolling restoration. I drove it every step of the way, except obviously when I tore it apart and was rebuilding it.
Right.
And to, you know, people would say, hey, you know, when are you going to paint it? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, I'm in no rush. You know, even the guys at the body shop, like, hey, aren't you excited to get it painted? I'm like, no.
No.
They're like, hey, you don't seem excited. No. I said, no, why? Because now I got to worry about it, you know?
Yeah.
But when it's in prime and it has that rough look, it's, to me, it's more of a, I don't know. It's like I said, it's easier to deal with, and there's no pressure. There's no pressure.
No pressure, exactly. And that's something that I think we champion here on the show a lot, that there is no pressure. And when you see some of the cars that, like you see on online or some of the cars you see in the street that are just so meticulous, and I think to myself, oh my gosh, the men that put their time and the effort into this thing, A, can't possibly be married. Or B,
well,
they have funds that they can tap into. That's just
right. Well, that's the crowd you see at the car shows and the cruise nights. That they park the car, get out the chairs, and they're dusting it and wiping.
Yeah,
that's all they do, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just wanted to touch on that because that was something that's interesting. But yes, your cars are garnering probably they're getting a lot of attention because people have heard about them but haven't seen them. And right. Now they are, which is great. And the way they can see them is follow our social media. Go to the website, motormouthradio.com, or Twitter and Facebook, which are also Motormouth Radio. And go to Instagram, which is real_motormouthradio.
Yes.
Favorite. And we will go to the phones.
We're going to go to the phones. We're going to go to the phone. And we're going to say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
I wanted to see if this phone line worked.
Robbie Leonard, star of stage and screen and Beatles songs, yeah. and the free-for-all and sports shows, and the man who is permanently stuck to WHBC.
Man who just scared the crap out of me because I had to send a text to Kim and say, hey, why does TeamViewer go black and blocky like an old DOS program? And she said, oh, it's probably because Rob just signed off. I said, oh, makes sense, because I said it happened right when we were starting the show last week, and I basically couldn't see anything, and we went, So, Rob, just so you know, and that's a good lesson for me.
I usually wait.
Yeah,
usually
and like wait. What I do now, I learned, like, after Kim takes over after me, Thunder Road, I'll wait 10, 15 minutes and then sign off. So, with our remote access. But, Rob, you've been doing a great job, and we thank you for setting us up.
Yes.
Well, thank you, guys. You know, I hear this phone number. Normally, I'd ask you questions when you'd show up. You know, and be part of the fun show that way. But you know, I'm stuck in Queens right now. You guys are stuck in wherever the hell you're stuck.
In our basements.
Well, we did pick up a new listener from you, Rob. Our friend Albert from Seaford had sent us. He tried to call last week, couldn't get through, but he said he was a listener of yours, and you turned him on to us. So we're hoping to hear from him.
Oh, great.
And by the way, Kim says you sign off the wrong way, which I'm waiting to find out what the right way is so I know I don't do it the wrong way.
I was told the way to do it. I mean, is there a right way? I don't know.
I don't know. If I find out, I don't know.
I'll give her a call afterwards. I didn't know that.
I love behind-the-scenes radio talk here on the show.
We'll just produce all shows right now.
I just close the program, you know, the little X.
Right, that's what I do. And maybe I'm doing it wrong, too.
Yeah, well, maybe. I do have a car question for you boys.
What do you got, Rob?
What's up, Robbie?
How do I know if my clutch car, first gear, is starting to, like, I have to hit the gas a little more, and I have to be more careful coming off the clutch, I've noticed, in the last week or two. Is that a sign of something down the road, or am I just never got my clutch foot right?
What are you talking about, be careful?
I was going to say, as usual, you're being totally vague, so we need more specifics. All right. The car started, you press the clutch in, it goes into first gear fine with no noises or grinding, right?
No grinding, but there's sometimes like yesterday was like, I put my clutch down and I'm in first, and then when I go to second, it, like, I don't want to say stutters, it's the wrong term, but there's sometimes the wheels will like seem like they were gripping the ground like a second.
You may be coming off the wrong term on the clutch, because that'll give you like
some, I could be.
Well, let me, four cylinder cars give you a little bit of a bump when you do that.
Robbie, let me ask you a question. When you are in gear, right, your foot off the clutch or come basically off the clutch, does your tachometer rev? Does the engine rev and you're not going anywhere?
No.
So it engages. It's
usually about 3. It's
coming off a little late.
It's not like it's 6. It's not like six.
No. Which would be 6,000 RPM, just for people who don't know. I really do. I think you come, because I've done that. I drive most of my cars are stick shifts, and sometimes I've done it where I'll come off just a little late, and the car will give me a little bit of a, I'm like, God damn, that was stupid. That was an amateur move, is what I say to myself. So try coming off the clutch, pay attention to it more, and see if you can make it transition better.
Okay, because I've noticed it'll just, sticking a little bit, whatever is happening in the last week or two more than. One of my problems with the car, the Civic, is, I'm not a great clutch driver, but I'm okay for second, third, fourth, and fifth. It's going from getting into first and then going to second because there's a little like thing on the floor that my foot doesn't sit right there. So you have to push it all the way down to start the car.
Right.
So
that's right.
What's
the clutch? Is ignition engagement switch on the clutch pedal? Right.
What's the mileage on the car? Yeah. Just offhand.
About 109 or so. I don't drive it that much.
Is the clutch original? Do you know?
Considering.
This is a dumb question.
It probably is.
There's a fellow who's looking at my car, and the question was just asked to me yesterday, like, hey, did you ever change the clutch? I have 103 on the car. And I said, no, it's the original clutch. And I said, but I know how to drive a stick. So,
right.
I mean, everything has a life expectancy, but
sure.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. I mean, the car's been running good. I mean, I've already used it, and it's, I haven't had one problem with it. It's really nice.
I bet you could solve this problem by changing your plugs.
Well,
betcha. Because you haven't changed the plugs in 109 miles, 109,000 miles either, I'm sure.
Billy just sent something out to us. Billy Velvet asking if Rob bought new shoes. Remember, I was talking about that last week. I've gotten 2 pair of new shoes, and my car feels different. My clutch feels different with those new shoes.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
You talking about brake shoes?
No. Shoes you wear on your feet.
Are you wearing different shoes, Rob?
Rob, this is the way Billy. This is the way.
Okay, that's a good point.
This is the way Billy G and Robbie. This is the way Billy G and Ray think. They think, and this it's a concept I've never even considered before. But they feel that when they change their shoes on their feet, the car, their relationship with the car changes.
It's not that we feel it; we know it.
Yeah, like Ray has got to readjust his seat.
Yeah,
like that's how precise these guys are. I could wear the box of the throw the shoes away, put the box on my feet, and everything will still be fine.
Right,
I'm not that precise.
Well, a couple of months ago, I went out and I was going a short drive, and I didn't put my shoes on, so I'm driving with bare feet, and it was much different on the clutch. So that is a point.
Right.
I just am I am kind of baffled at the fact that you had to get in your car and drive with bare feet somewhere.
I've done that in the summer. I'll just throw on a pair of like deck shoes or sandals, and man, I am totally screwed up when I do that. I just can't. Oh yeah, it totally ruins my day.
Driving the car with those red pumps, I'm sure, is a pain in the butt sometimes.
And,
yeah,
like Bill said, floor mats also. And my daughter and wife just asked me about this last week, how dangerous floor mats can be if they shift and move. I mean, they can jam a gas pedal, and they can stop a brake pedal from going all the way down. So you got to watch that stuff. It's ergonomic driving, without a doubt. Yeah.
But I'd say there's probably some sort of need for a tune-up here. And I don't think it's a clutch issue. If you're engaging, if the clutch is engaging and you're not over-revving while you're off the clutch, I think your clutch is fine, personally.
Well, have your brother drive the car. Okay. See how he handles it.
Yeah.
My brother couldn't drive a clutch if it paid him.
Oh, okay.
He had a clutch in a long time. He had a clutch at one point, so.
We're in the studio. I know I offered to take your car for a drive and check. There was something else that you wanted to check out. So, find someone who knows how to drive a stick and see if they can just take it for a spin. See what they do.
Okay.
All right, Robbie.
Thanks, my brother.
By your house, Ray. Do it that way.
You got it, Rob. I'm here.
I'll leave the car there with my key, and then I'll run away, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
That right, I'd want to see.
Okay.
Speak okay, to you later, Robbie.
The show is always started.
Be safe. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Robbie.
That was Rob Leonard, star of Stage and Screen and WHBC, Beatles Songs and Free For All and all the good stuff and his Monday Sports Extravaganza. Yes. And we're going to go back to the phones at 516-256-9510 and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Yes, this is Liz. You are talking about
60th,
and I'm here.
Hi, Liz.
How are you?
How are you doing? You sound good.
What's up, Liz? What's happening?
Okay, what's happening? Talking about stick shift. I drive a stick shift, okay? And I changed mine when it was 99,000 miles because I felt that sometimes it was a little bit odd. So I did not wait until I get some problems.
Okay.
So you had the clutch changed?
Well, the clutch changed by close to 100,000 miles.
Okay, gotcha.
And I did not come too hot. Okay, so I changed it. Now I have the second one, and I'm happy with it. But, you know, in my car, I am not into Facebook, the phone and everything. I listen to the engine. I want it to be perfect. And if I check if I hear something funny, I go to my mechanic and we check it together.
Right. That's
very good.
That's very good.
Yeah. Sure
that's
thing.
Me.
Hey, Liz, can you do something for us? Can you say something like, I drive a stick shift and I listen to the Motor Mouths?
Yes, I drive stick shift and I listen to the Motor Mouths. You want it in French?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oui. Alors, je conduis une voiture à pleine vitesse et j'écoute à Motor Mouths. J'écoute Motomar.
Awesome.
That's it.
Thank you, Liz.
I love it.
Yeah.
Nice. That's great. So, you know, Liz, you know, I just want to mention, Liz, you sent an email to us and asked how about engine oil, where someone recommended you use high mileage oil. And I did reply to you, said that, you know, I didn't believe in that myself. And then I did read a couple articles in trusted tech journals that did say the high mileage oil, the formulation, the additive package is different than the regular oil. And the price wasn't too different, I started using it in my own car. You can't see, feel, or hear a difference. But going by because the professionals vetted this out, I felt better doing it. So I recommended that you did it. So.
Right. Did it, and I am glad that I did not know about that. You know, I love to learn something new about my car so my car can be running good, because I am responsible on the road if I, you know, if I break down on the highway or something like that, and I want to I want the car to run good, so I am very particular about that. And I went on YouTube to check the new Honda. Apparently they would make, you know, they would come out the 2021 new Honda. Okay, too much technology in the car. Yeah. I don't like that.
That's too much true.
Technology. I don't like that. Because keep if something right, everything comes out.
Yeah. Keep the element. Keep right,
yeah. What? No, I think you're very smart. Keep the Honda element and keep maintaining it. It should last you a good long time as long as you maintain it, and you're doing that. And I think that's very smart thinking. Yes.
And thank you. You know, I have people like you I can rely on when I have a question, and you are a blessing. You are a blessing.
Well, thank you, Liz. We appreciate that greatly.
Okay. Thanks, Liz.
All right, so. Okay, goodbye.
You be safe.
Come on, Liz.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 516-256-9510 is the phone number. Oh, it's always good to hear from Liz. I always enjoy hearing from
her. I
know
Billy likes the way she says mechanic, which it is cool. That is pretty nice. So
yes, I still like the way Liz says synthetic.
Yes.
Synthetic. Synthetic, which I think is very... I want to walk into an auto part
market store and ask for synthetic oil that way. I want to see the response.
Showing the diversity of this show and our callers and all the stuff we do. And I tell you what else we're going to show the diversity of. We're going to take the bottom of the hour break, and we're going to show off our new promo, too. But first, do we have, Chris, an honor group of the hour?
Of course we do, Ray. The Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour this week. If you have moisture in your headlight bezels.
Oh.
That's right. Does your vehicle look a little foggy-brained? Are there small rain clouds forming in there? Do you need a weatherman, a very small guy, to get in there? Are you tired of steam every time you switch on the headlights? You tired of seeing steam come over the hood? Well, if you have too much moisture in your front end, see a doctor. No, don't see a doctor. No. Revel in the fact that you are part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. And there you have it.
Excellent. And now you can revel in this, our first new promo in quite a while that we've been waiting for. And if people don't know, if you, listen to this, because you may find yourself in the promo, because that's what we do. It's features of callers who have been part of the show in one way or another, and there's no rhyme or reason, there's no hierarchy or favoritism. It's really just a matter of how they come in and what we save and what's usable. So stick with it, and we'll be back with more Motormouth Radio in a few minutes. Ray Guarino, Chris Switzer, keep it where you got it on 90.3 WHPC. Hit it, Chris.
You're listening to the Motormouth.
You know them.
So nice talking to you guys. I miss you.
You love them.
I heard you talking about us, so I thought I'd call in.
Motormouth!
You want to serve dinner to them.
How you doing, guys? Sorry to interrupt.
How are you, Ray?
Chris is the sharpest drill bit, right?
This is the first time that I'm actually listening live and working on a car.
Our trained staff of two will help.
I'll call you back when I have the solution.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. That definitely points me in the right direction.
No, hold your breath. I hope you're sitting down.
Motormouth!
A tornado of urban legend and BS.
No, I'm not going to wax my Johnson. I'm going to wax my Evan Root.
As always, you are consummate professional.
When I listen on my laptop, I got to keep that thing screaming. I don't mean to blow you up on the airwaves.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
Oh, this is why I call wrong number by accident.
I want you all to know, sometimes I don't even wear pants.
I have no clue, and I can't hit it with a hammer to fix it.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
I got to give you guys a call and talk to you.
Motormouth!
I'm in the car now.
They're going to talk about working on cars, but not going to work on yours.
There is no answer, and it makes you think, and I like the things that make you think.
What are you doing here?
I'm on break.
Okay, good. So are we.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motormouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHBC.
Motormouth!
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision, with two locations in Lynbrook and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop you want to have your car fixed at. CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services, 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. And yes, se habla español. More information is available by calling 516-593-0920 or visiting online at celebritychasecollision.com.
Little Pigs, Green Jelly, on the Rock Overdose, 90.3 WHPC. That was requested by one of the DJs who's been here for such a long time, Ray Guarino, who does Motormouth Radio on Sundays, 12 to 1 on 90.3 WHPC. Definitely got to check it out. Ray and Joe, really good friends of mine now. We did a remote recently. You know, I'm not a big car guy, but they definitely are. So if you're big into mechanics and stuff, then definitely give them a listen, because I know Ray and Joe, they definitely know what they're talking about. I wish I knew what they were talking about, but you know what? I might as well just keep hanging out with them. That way I learn a little more. 90.3 WHPC.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday afternoon at 5 for 2 hours of Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities, an occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday afternoon at 5 on Revelations, right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
And we're back. Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, with your hosts, Ray Guarino and Chris Switzer, here to talk about your car complaints and maladies and things and all that good stuff and your clutch problems and whatnot. And Chris, I have a story to drop today.
What? I'm all ears.
We're both, admittedly, we've always been kind of GM guys.
You know, yeah.
We play
deep
with
down, yes.
We play with other brands, but that's kind of our near to our heart. Well, GM now is unveiling a new logo, and it looks like a small G, small M with a line under it. Mm-hmm. They're shifting the company's image to show the change from making internal combustion vehicles to mostly all electric ones over the next decade.
Oh, okay.
Which I find to be a bold move that there's saying that.
Yes, very much so.
This campaign kicks off tomorrow, and it will promote the mass adoption of EVs called Everybody In. That's what they call that promotion, Everybody In. The blue-green tones in the new logo represent the cleaner skies of a zero-emissions future. So I guess they'll be there with the mayor of the city with his Vision Zero. So,
and I'm sure there is some individual that got paid hundreds and thousands of dollars to come up with that little trinket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When was the last time? Oh, look at that. Very cool.
You can probably Google it. Look it up on the Google, folks.
Yes, not far from the old logo. Do you know how old the old logo is?
No, but I'm sure you would.
I do. The old logo goes back to 1964.
Oh, 64. Wow, I would have thought it was early. Well, you know what? No, because that is in a fairly modern thing. What was the... You know, I have probably a book that shows this. The logo that before that, what did they use?
Yeah, I think it was made out of wood.
Yeah, right.
It's made of rock.
Right.
I'm trying to remember the old logo now that I think about it. No, I am not, offhand. I have to go to Dr. Google to figure that one out to come up with the other logos. But yes, I think it was probably spelled out. No, it's probably General Electric. But anyway, okay. We'll dope it out. We'll dope it out as we go. We have, yes, the internet know-it-all comes up with a logo. Yes.
It was a little more pointy, had some serif on it possibly.
Yes.
Where the 64 one was rounded and smoothed.
Mm-hmm. Very, very true. Speaking of rounded and smooth, I'm grabbing hold of the phone right now. And we're going to go to the phones, we're going to go to the fun, and we're going to say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Hey, Bob, Happy New Year. Bob from Rockwell Center.
Happy New Year.
Great program today.
Thank you, sir.
Which one are you listening to? Because we want to tune in. Help us out here.
I wanted to hear more about the 69 Nova.
Yeah.
That first caller, but he didn't add to that.
It's a triple black, Bob. It's a triple black Super Sport, 350, yes. 4-speed. Right now, it actually has a set of cheetah slicks on it with some red rims. It's looking really period correct. It's a beautiful car. It really is. Gauge pack.
What a great year!
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those cars were indestructible.
You know, there's something about a tomato speaking French on your show.
You know, Liz has been around a long time. She's been a listener of ours and a caller for many, many years.
Good supporter of the show.
And I'm going to add her to the. I'm going to add her to the TomTom Refrigerator Club. So when she comes on, I go out and get a pint.
No, you go out and get a Cabernet. No,
I think you need like a bottle of wine.
I'm going to stick with the garage refrigerated beer.
All right.
So I wanted to share a real quick story with you, and I'll get to the automotive part in a second.
Sure.
I went to change the handle on the Delta faucet, put a new cartridge in.
Okay.
The recessed Allen set key was stripped because it's calcified.
Oh.
So
I went and put in the WD formula. No good. I went to put in the CD, the CDL, the Rust Buster, the right.
Yes.
Calcium lime and rust. Calcium lime and rust, right.
Right, and that stuff did nothing, too.
So I let it set overnight, and I get nothing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to the garage, and I used the Burke Bile 2 plus 2 gum cutter.
There we go, baby.
How'd that work?
You know, how many people you know have that in the garage?
Wow.
Yeah, Ray does. Ray's got his hand up. I don't.
I have it within, like, 6 feet of me.
I know. I heard this story, I guess, 3 Sundays ago, and right. I'm like, I got that blue can.
I got to tell you something, Bob. I have a can of it in the garage that it was in my mind, and I finally stopped to look at it. And I knew that it had an older logo on it. So I actually took it off the shelf this week and looked at it and said, this was like from, I think like it's maybe the early 80s or something. I'm like, wow, that's... It was in the trunk of my Fiat when I bought that car like 16 years ago.
Yes.
I
was just going to say, our internet know-it-all says it's more toxic than Mother Switzer's. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Bob.
No, it's okay. I didn't mean to talk over you. No, I'm sorry. I think I got that can, believe it or not, at Pergament on Grand Avenue in Baldwin.
Oh, yeah. That little Pergament that used to be there, which that's a long time ago.
Yeah. I used to clean the carburetor with the gum cutter. It works beautifully. It dries perfectly.
Yeah. Was the Pergament next to the Martin paint?
No.
Martin's Home Decorating Center.
I'll tell you something about that 2 plus 2. That is the only stuff I've ever found, quite by accident, that took the brown color off of aluminum siding. Because I cleaned my hands with it over a garbage pail outside of the garage where I lived in Queens, and it splashed onto the brown aluminum siding. And I wiped it, and the color came off. I'm like, this stuff is...
That's a great story.
No wonder my hands were tingly for a week.
And I was going to say, you lost 3 fingernails.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So Liz...
What do you got, Bob?
Liz is in the club, waiting for Tom to call. And I wish you guys a very happy new year.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, happy new year. Make it a safe one.
Bye, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That's
516-256-9510. The phones are on fire.
It's nice to see that for a change. We like
it. Yes.
I'll tell you, if Albert is listening from Seaford, give us a call, Al. We'll talk about those headlights. We had a job at the shop this week I got called in on. It was something I had touched back in September. There was a VW Rabbit that had no high-speed blower. And I said, okay, it's the blower resistor. Diagnosed it, checked it, and took it out and measured it. And I made a post on Twitter and Instagram and all the social media sites. And it was that resistor. Changed it. Problem solved. Well, now... I got a call. The car also now had no blower at all.
Oh.
And on any speeds. So we looked, did some diagnostics, found someone had put wrong fuses. There's 2 fuses in that car for the fan. The fuse box is called out in the owner's manual, 2 fuses for the fan. And I said, why 2? So we did get the fan running. I skip ahead a little. I said, we pulled 1 and the fan went out. I'm like, okay, that's the fan for the fuse. Let's pull the other one. And nothing happened. And then I looked and I saw something that said power windows. So I tried it, pulled that fuse, power windows didn't work. I'm like, okay, there's a misprint in the owner's manual. But regardless, what I found was, and Macro Man Brian helped me out with this. He said, with those VWs, check the cabin air filter, because we did change it. He says, when they get clogged up enough and not changed, you think about it. I tell him it was the Mikey T syndrome, the Foster's Lager. Remember the Foster's Lager thing?
Yeah.
Mike would always say, we were talking about air in and exhaust out and that whole thing. And he said, if you lay on the floor and I stand on your chest and pour a Foster's Lager down your throat, after 2 seconds, you're not going to be able to breathe. Correct.
He's right.
So the same thing with the cabin air filter. When it clogs, it's really kind of right on top of that blower motor. It'll raise the load on the blower motor and can burn it out.
Sure.
So we changed the filter. It was dirty. It wasn't the worst one I've ever seen, but it was dirty enough. And then to check the blower motor, we took out the old power probe, which is a great, great tool. And what that enables you to do, that's a pretty much a test light on steroids.
You know, Ray, I just have to tell you, I like the fact that you sent the power probe to check the blower.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Just letting you know.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
So for those who don't know, like I said, it's a test light on steroids because the power probe connects to the battery, and now you can use it to check continuity like you would with a test light.
Right.
Or what it lets you do is take the probe and you can flick the button and now send power, 12 volts, to wherever that probe is stuck. So in this case, it was stuck into the plug from the motor and actually made the blower motor work and said, okay, the blower motor does work.
Right.
But now the problem is somewhere between here, there, and it's just another diagnostic tool to help find electrical problems. Mm-hmm. And it ended up between those fuses being weird and maybe just a couple of connections we played with, we got the car back up and running and everything is fine. So basically, I'm waiting for the next time we get a call that, hey, the rabbit's back and I'm going to want to get a shotgun and just like, boom.
Yeah, I was going to say, cut off its foot.
Wascally wabbit.
Anyway. Let's go to the phones. Back to the fun at 516-256-9510 and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Happy New Year, Motor Mouth fellows.
Thomas! We need a beer can set. Hey. Just go.
You know what? I turned you on late, and you guys turn me on often. And I got to tell you, Bob was on, and I heard part of Bob. I was excited, but what really brought me over the edge, I got to go look for cigarettes. Well, you mentioned something about the probe, inserting the probe. Well, thank you, guys.
thank you for catching that, Tom.
Anyway, listen, I got a question. I really want to wish you guys all wonderful things for this year, and hopefully, you know, things will get great. Two things. One is, they're both serious. How's Joe D doing? A shout out to Joe D.
Joe's doing very good, yeah. Yes. I just spoke with him the other day. He's doing fine, and he appreciates when people ask and says, yeah, he has to send his well wishes back because he's loving it.
Yes.
Good. Anyway, God bless, Joe D. We'd love to hear your voice one day, Joe D. No pressure, but anyway. Okay, next question. Is there a market, and what's the best market to sell gently used Snap-on tool or high-quality tool?
Wow.
I do follow, actually, on eBay. I get a saved search every day for Snap-on tools that are being sold. And I would say the same as everything else, either eBay or, you know, Facebook Marketplace people like to use. Craigslist, word of mouth. Send me a list. I might buy half of them from you.
I was going to say to myself and the internet know-it-all, say, sell them to Ray.
Yeah, just give me, no problem. I don't need a reason. And if you have any good symbols, like a 20-inch dark ride symbol, you know, Zildjian preferred. There's a few other things I need too.
Go ahead.
The people we know, if you do give me a list, especially if you have part numbers and descriptions, I can basically, just the people I know, I can distribute it to, and, you know, we'll probably take care of you just like that.
Yes, but also if you don't want the entire Motor Mouth Radio listenership at your door, then you can easily go to eBay. eBay's fine. Go to Facebook Marketplace. It's fine. And there's a lot of those smaller, cell phone-only type of marketplaces. Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you have, Tom? Just quickly, what kind of stuff do you have?
No, right now I can't go into it, but in case we have any redundancies in our collection, because I have multiple people in my household or close family unit where they've had bought tools themselves, and there may be some redundancy where we may want to get rid of some stuff for cash to buy other stuff. You guys mentioned last week or whatever how you sell old stuff to buy new stuff, right?
Yeah.
So we keep it going.
Reach out. You know how to get in touch with us off air, and we'll help you out any way we can.
Sure.
Okay, great. Now, the other thing is, I'm just curious. Do any of your Snap-on guys that listen, did the trucks actually have a consignment program for used stuff?
No, not really. And the Snap-on guy doesn't listen. We have a Matco man. Matco man Brian listens. I don't know if he's with us today. They'll usually, it depends on the dealer. You know, it depends on the dealer. Some guys will take stuff because it's hard for them to keep track of it on consignment. So a lot of times they'll just buy it from a customer and just pay them out at a whatever the percentage is or whatever, and then they'll just resell it. Some guys don't want to be bothered. They don't even want to bother touching that stuff. They don't want to. It all depends on the dealer, you know. I think the guy
you
I use.
One other suggest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What?
All right. So what I'll say is one of the other things I would like to say. I've said it before, but I got to tell you, I think it would be wonderful if you guys could marry music and auto stuff more. I got to tell you, you did it for a little while. There's a good interplay of listeners if you marry them together. I'll just share that with you. Because one of the reasons you may want to take my suggestion, because Chris said it, you know, if I was to be inundated with all the Motormouth listeners at my front door, I still may fit under Cuomo rules for COVID that there's, you know, enough to have an interior party.
Right. All six of them will be there.
Right.
You're going to keep it under 10.
No, I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you. But listen, have a great day.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Tom. We'll talk soon. Right. Be safe. Bye-bye. 516-256-9510. That's right. No one's listening.
Oh, now I really want to know what kind of stuff he's got to sell.
Oh, look at you. Man, I saw you wringing your hands like Snidely Whiplash. tools. I don't know if I would get rid of, like, if I had duplicates of things, I'm kind of glad that I have duplicates of some tools, because, you know, there's always that time that, like you said, the socket goes flying and you can't find it. So you got to go grab the other one.
Right.
Speaking of grabbing the other one, let's go to the phones. 516-256-9510 and say hi. You're on with the Motormouths.
Hi, Motormouths. My name's Paul from Merrick.
Hey,
how are
Paul?
You? Happy New Year.
Hey,
Happy
Paul, how are you? First time you call him?
No, sir. You guys got me out of a leak out of my sunroof jam.
Oh, I remember. I remember.
Last summer.
Oh, yep, wow. I remember.
Okay. So what's up today?
This is a beauty. Honda Pilot Touring, 86,000 miles, 2016. I'm going through a real list of things that were supposed to be just a replacement of a all-wheel drive computer module. That was replaced, and again, the car is only 5 years old. Was kind of shocked, but again, things happen. But after speaking with the service rep, he told me there were some other lights that were showing up on the dash as well.
Right.
Including lane keep, all that, ACC, hill, all these things started showing up. He told me the fuse underneath where the battery fan is causing these to come up. They replaced the module. He said, if it shows up, come back. We'll check it out again. That being said, we took it back, and they said the unit was fine, but we needed to replace the multi-purpose camera. So now I'm going from an all-wheel drive module replacement at $500 approximately, and now being told that the camera needs replacing, which they started blaming on the windshield, which was replaced a year 14 months ago.
Wow.
Holy smokes. There, I love that one. And
yeah.
It's a good time to light up right now. SafeLight people, which I spoke to, say they calibrate. It was an OEM. It didn't have the Honda stamp. They don't really care about the stamp because it obviously hits their specifications for each of the windshields by each manufacturer.
Wow.
And they said it was okay. So they said, get a new camera. I brought a new camera. Camera was installed by SafeLight. It did not work. I'm stuck now with a camera.
Oh,
I'm stuck with all of the safeties on. And just recently, enough, this is, sorry, tell me when to stop.
Wow. Wow.
So I wrote, Friday Newsday has a AAA individual that writes some car questions and so forth and answers. Nice man, John Paul, I believe his name was, or Paul John. And he believes there's a short of some sort within, I have the email, it would take me a couple of seconds, but I'm just trying to lead on what to do and where to go, because I'm not trusting the service center for another $1,400 to install.
I got to say, I'm going to have to dig into this one a little, look into it. But I think what they're doing, the what they're using is like what Dodge used by the battery. They call it the TIPM, the Totally Integrated Power Module. Basically controls everything in that vehicle. And they put it like either next to or under the battery. Like, whose idea was that?
At the worst place.
I mean, the thing controls everything, and you put it where there's the most corrosion in the vehicle, you know, but regardless. So they may not be totally off base with that, and it is a fairly common fault with a lot of vehicles. I'd have to look a little closer to see. Paul, I wonder if you could take the extra step and send this information to us, email it to us. This way I have one place, and I can do some research and really get a, you know, think on it without the pressures. I'm watching the clock because we have to, the show is going to end in a minute or two.
I know.
And then we can.
I know. I was battling to get through.
Yeah.
And then we can discuss it further. So, yeah, if you could do that.
Well, I'm just sorry. Yeah, I'm just sorry that we were able to help you with your leak.
Yeah, right.
That was incredible. I couldn't tell you. If I was the most excited guy on the block, standing up on my seat, pouring a bottle of water with a wire to the vents that were up there.
Right.
It was the most incredible day of my life, I can just tell you.
That's good.
Really. Thank you, guys. Happy New Year. I will forward. You got an email that I can send, or is that the one online?
It's online, but yes, motormouthradio@ncc.edu.
Okay.
It's on the website, motormouthradio.com.
Yes, sir. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
All right, Paul, thanks.
Thanks, Paul.
And thank you so much.
Hopefully we'll dig
into
this.
Happy New Year. Great show, gentlemen. Really. Great job.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Be safe. Bye-bye. Wow. But yeah, that's a problem that's going to take a lot of digging, because and it's probably one of those problems that is so easily solved. It's probably like a pinched wire somewhere. Once you find it, once you go through all of the craziness
I know this stuff, there's, you know, it's all CAN bus technology, there's signals, there's crosstalk, there's all sorts of crazy stuff that's been going on. That Dodge I worked on a while ago with the fuel gauge not reading, that's back in the circle again. And again, it's all from that TIPM is where everything originates. Right. I've heard of some of them, you have to get the exact serial number, you know, to make it fit. You can't just get one out of a junk car. But we got to go, Chris. It's time to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back next week. More Motormouth Radio for Chris Switzer, Ray Guarino signing off. Chris, what do we say?
Don't follow us home and always use your power probe when you can.
Right. See you. 90.3 WHPC.
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision, with two locations in Lynbrook and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop you want to have your car fixed at. CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services, 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. And yes, se habla español. More information is available by calling 516-593-0920 or visiting online at celebritychasecollision.com.